LBC London News. And this Friday, Simone Ennis-Fadoy is going to start out a challenge, leaving an office in London, heading to Twickenham. What's that about, you may be asking? Well, it's one of many stops will be taking place across the country, England and Wales, in fact, several landmarks where she will be picked up on each leg in a different form of transport, including, some have been secured already, a DeLorean, which you saw in like Back to the Future, horse and cart, and even a zip wire. And Simone, who is from the charity Lifelights and is carrying out the challenge on Friday, is live in the studio. Thanks for coming in. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we'll go to the challenge in just a moment, but let's get some context here, first of all, if you would be so kind, Simone. Can you explain exactly what is Lifelights?
Well, Lifelights is probably the hardest working charity that most people have never heard of.
Right.
And the reason is because what we do is for 10,000 children at every children's hospice in the British Isles, but it's within the children's hospice. So only the families and the children see what we do in the hospices. So we provide all sorts of special technologies to help the youngsters who are life limited and have disabilities to be able to play, to be creative, to communicate and control something for themselves for as long as it's possible. So all sorts of special technologies for them.
And I'm imagining that comes at a cost.
It's a huge cost to Lifelights, and what we do, we provide at no cost to the hospices at all. So we give them all these special technologies. We research the best of the new technologies. We buy it and install it. We train the staff. We have professional trainers to train the staff how to use it, and we maintain it as well so that the hospices don't have to worry at all about the complex technology. We do that, and they can look after the children and families.
And how do you get the money there? Then to raise the money to get hold of all this equipment and all this expensive stuff, technology?
Well, we're just like any other public charity. Mm-hmm. We're going out to the public and asking for donations. We've got lots of supporters, trusts and companies. But the thing is that, as you say, this stuff isn't cheap and it's constantly developing. We're looking at the best and the newest technologies. These aren't off the shelf on the whole. And so it's expensive for us to do. So we need as many supporters as we can possibly get.
Now, you've got a 2,500-mile challenge, which is starting off on Friday. You're leaving the Lifelights head office in London, first stop Twickenham, and then you're going at several landmarks across England and Wales. What are the other landmarks?
Well, there's actually nearly 50 landmarks.
All right, let's just pick your top five.
Let's go Hadrian's Wall, the Angel of the North, Southend Pier, Brands Hatch, down to Durdle Door, you name it, we're going there.
And how long, what's a time scale?
That's the challenge, really, because we're trying to do this in 14 days. So we're visiting every county in England and Wales in 14 days.
I think that's really exciting anyway. I'd love to just see every county. Say you've been to every county.
Exactly.
Now, you're going to be going on different... The whole trick here is weird and wonderful transport. Now, I touched on some of them. Go through some of the details of more interesting ones you're going to be having a go at using.
Well, we've got... for example, we've got a four-seater plane between Jersey and Guernsey. That's going to be really fun.
You're not piloting that, are you?
I'm not sure they're going to give me a try at that. I might try a loop-the-loop. We've also got the train on the Southend Pier and a boat over from Southend to Rochester. But at the end of the trip, we're going to go on the airline across the Thames, and then we're going to pick up a Thames jet boat to bring me up to Westminster to finish off the trip.
So the cable car, you mean? So you're going to be like a James Bond character?
Well, I'd like to think so.
007. And how is it... who's been backing you?
Well, we needed people who were going to be able to lend us a lift to get us through the whole of the trip. Mm. And we cottoned on to the fact that the Freemasons have got a great network of people. We asked a few and it really caught their imaginations, and now they're all coming out, they're polishing up their chrome and they're getting their old minis and camper vans and Norton bikes out, and they're going to give me a lift. I think the best thing that I'm going to do that I'm most apprehensive about is the longest zip wire in the world,
in North Wales,
and they've got me on that.
No, do you know what? I went up to North Wales recently with a friend, and that's what we wanted to do.
Yeah, well...
Let me know how it goes.
I will do. 12 minutes of hell.
No, I think it'll be a lot of fun. And if people want to support what you're doing, you're trying to raise £50,000.
We are, yes.
Where do you get more information?
You can go to our website, which is lifelights.org, and you can also look at Just Giving fundraising page for Simone Ennifer Doy, and I'm collecting donations on there.